Mishnah Bigdei Avoid Kodin begins Mashkin Beis Hashlochin B'Moyer B'Shvius, that when is allowed to water the Beis Hashlochin, a field that is entirely dependent on rainwater, and therefore if it isn't watered, the field itself could be wasted, could be damaged. So therefore the halacha is that Mashkin Beis Hashlochin B'Moyed, where Matir watering that kind of a field that otherwise would be damaged on Chol HaMoyed. And the Mishnah, the Sugi goes on to explain, Rashi goes on to explain as well, that because Chol HaMoyed is flexibilities. If you hold the Chol HaMoyed today, Rashi Dikad Din, it's a term Masal Chachamim. So Chazal were able to define certain particular halachas, and were able to define that Dar HaOved is Mutter on Chol HaMoyed. Certainly if it's Din the Rabbanon, so Chazal were able to define Dar HaOved as being Mutter. Then it says that also, Mashkin Mr. Shalchem B'Shvi is in Shemitah. So one can water a base hashlochin, so it shouldn't go to waste on Shemit as well. The Gemara says, what is the Isir of Hashkah? Why should Hashkah be Yosef altogether? So the Gemara in Beis Amid Beis has a machlekes Rabbi of Yosef. Why is watering a field Yosef on Shabbos? Shabbos, Yantav Cholamoid, was the Iker Adin. So machlekes of Yosef and Rabbi. Yosef says, Mishum Zereya, that the Molocha of Zereya is not only putting seeds in the ground, but anything which will aid growth, and therefore watering aids growth. It's one of the classic ways of understanding Molocha, is obvious Molocha in Shabbos, because as the Teferis Yisrael and Hakdama writes, that an Ov Molocha has a Te'eles and a Pe'ula, and a Tolda has a Te'eles without the Pe'ula. So the here, watering something has the tayelas of causing growth. It doesn't have a wildly different pu'ula. Nevertheless, that's why it's a tolda of the of Zereya. And Rav Yosef says, I said Rav Yosef, and Rabbi says that it's Mishum Choyresh. Then Choyresh is a Refuya Karka. Choyresh means doing anything to the ground, working on the ground. In fact, the Tiferes Yisrael says that a melacha can be defined around the te'elas, pu'ula, and the po'ul, and that which you're acting upon. So Rabba holds that watering, since it's watering the ground, and that's how it nourishes the future growth, it's really a form of charisha. Gemara says that machlekes ameirom, it could really be both. It could be chay if we would be machayif because of two. Then it should be chayiv because of both. The Gemara says, if a Kana says, we talk our chayiv because of two, and the Gemara says, niach v'dover kushya. That it's why there should be machlek of Shemayim Mesrinon, when both, according to Rabban of Yosef, they could be osir for both reasons. Niach v'kushya, they should be osir for both reasons. When Taisus explains the sugya, so Taisus explains the machlek as Rabban of Yosef as being, how do you define the yisayid of an Av Malacha? Do you define the yisayid of an Av Malacha as being the te'eles, what is the goal? What's the machshavas halev? The machshavas hanefesh, the Tosfos says, is the machshavas hanefesh, I want the plant to grow. That's why I don't have in my mind that I want the water, the earth to become softer and better. And in Mele, I want the water to, and by getting the earth being better, so that's how I'll get the plant. That's the machshavas hanefesh, I want the plant to grow. All right, so that is what would be, that's how we would explain that watering is our tolda of Zereya, the way Rav Yosef says it. And according to Rabba, we look at not the Machsheves HaNefesh, what's the Lashon of Tosfos, the Pe'ula, the Maisa, the Bosar HaMaisa. Here, if I had to compare watering to putting a seed in the ground or preparing the ground for the seed, it is the Dimyon, the comparison is a strong comparison to the Maisa of Charisha. So that is how Tosfos explains the machlokes Rabbi v'Yosef, a Yosedesik machlokes in Hilchos Shabbos, as to what is the ultimate way of defining every of melacha. Gemara and Beis Amid Beis, like a Sikha Masugya, the Ban of Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says that why should Hashka'ah be in any event mutter? How can the Mishnah be matir watering on Chol HaMoed? Is the term of Chachamim. So we can be matir in order to prevent the field from becoming damaged. But in Shvius, every form, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? It's a very important line. Mihitir. Bein Lamanda Omar. Mishum Chayresh. Zeria bein lamando mishum zeria bein lamando mishum chayresh zeria vacharisha b'shviyas mishare. How can you be matir? How can you matir zeria vacharisha on shviyas? How can you be matir that mishum hefsin? Machleik is Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says enachanami zeria vacharisha rasim in atayra. Elamai, we're talking about shviyas de rabbanon. Here the Gemara alludes to the Gemara in Gittin that there is such a thing as shviyas de rabbanon. Good. Rava says that we're talking about Shvi'as De'Raisa, but Ovois Oser Achmona Toldos Loi Oser Achmona, watering would be a tolda of Zeireya. So it's true. It says Sodcha Loi Sizra, but it's only Zeireya. Zeireya is the Yom Malacha. Toldos are mutter on Shemitah. Told us an Isid Rabbanon. A Yosid Isid Rabbanon. Chazal can be Mekel. Nikton Hesed. That's Rabbah. Hemshech HaSugya is that this Machlaik is Abaye V'Rabbah. What's the Yosid Machlaik that's important for us, for Shemitah? How do you not be Magdi? Just articulate the Machlaik is Rabbah and Abaye. Is it Rabbah holds Ovois Oser Achmona V'Shviyas? The only thing that are Oser are Mamish Shemefurish B'Kra. Sodcha leisizra was the lashon of Rava. Says sodcha leisizra michtei zemira bechlal zeria b'tzira bechlal k'tzira l'may hilchas akasvina rachmana. We would, in any event, aser b'tzira would we have zeria, and we would in any event aser zemira bechlal zeria. We would aser b'tzira. So the repetition of zemira and b'tzira is to teach us that we're not dealing with klalus, we're not dealing with ovis, and told us we're dealing only with ovis. The Hanei told us mechayva achmei naisa loy mechayiv. The told of zemira, the told of itzira, that we're going to mechayiv, but other tells we're not going to be mechayiv. Apparently, what does Abaye hold? Apparently, Abaye holds, he doesn't hold this drasha. Abaye holds that on shviyas we're going to ask their ovis and told us as well. Abaye holds that Hashkoz and Nisa Deiraisa, the only way to explain the Pshat in the Mishnah is to say it's a Shviz de Rabbanon. But in the Shviz Deiraisa, Abaye would say that watering is Osir. How does Abaye know watering is Osir? Pashas HaSug is watering is Osir because it's a tolda of either Chayrish and Zeireya. And everybody knows that Chayrish and Zeireya are Osir on Shemitah. This Machlaikis is further elaborated in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Why is that? We can look at the machlokes in several ways. We can look at the machlokes, possibly the machlokes tanom. In other words, the Gemara goes on to say that there are drushes that would suggest that all of Vedas Akarka is Osir. The Gemara says that since the Lashna Pasuk Sodcha Loi Sizra, it should be Loi Sizra Sodcha. Why is it Sodcha Loi Sizra? The Darshan Sodcha Loi. The Darshan, all of Vedas Akarka are Osir. So Rava says, Asmachta de Rabbanon. Avaya would say, it's not Asmachta de Rabbanon. I said, these are good rushes. Open the terrace kainim. They are, if we would, based on yesterday's limud, benisa deraisa. There's no, doesn't the terrace kainim doesn't cut you any slack to say these are not such good rushes. These are gavaldig good rushes. The pasuk is out of order. So it comes to teach us a din. So the Gemara, we just finished the seek and then we'll discuss. So the Gemara says it's very possible, not mukhra, but very possible, that Abaye and Rava's machlaikis is a machlaikis, not novice and told us. Give me machlaikis and whether the drasha is whether you're in the drasha or not. Is the drasha a deraisa de gedrasha or is it an asmachta ba'alma? The Gemara goes on to say another machlaikis, the machlaikis of whether charisha is like or not. Machlaikis of Yechon Balazar is charish like or not. So the Gemara says, if you hold machlekes, the Gemara says chadar malekam lo enaloike. So if you hold that chayresh gets malkes, on what basis does chayresh get malkes? So the Gemara says there are also two possibilities. One possibility is that he darshens klal ufradu klal. He doesn't hold of Rav Oven's din that you cannot darshen a klal ufradu klal when it's spread over a lav and an asay. You can darshen a klal ufradu klal when it's spread over a lav and an asay. So since it begins Shabbos and goes on to the Isir of the Prat of the Zeriya, Bitsira and Ktsira and Zemira, Zeriya, Bitsira and Ktsira, that's the Prat, Klal Prat or Klal. that the Pratim tell you, call Avadish Bakarka is also, I think, maybe a little bit better, but something along those lines. And a bay will be koilel somewhere, and there'll be hashkol watering will be also awesome. And Rava says, and the other mandomer says that it's a good drasha, but why does the Torah spell out Ziri Bitsira Zmira Kasira? They are Bechlal, the Oves anyways, to teach us that it's Davka Ziriya Zmira Bitsira Kasira. So we could summarize the sugya in the following way, that there's a machloikas in the sugya, a machloikas amirom, maybe machloikas tanoim, as to which melochais hakarka are osir on in shviyas, and Rava's shita, and either Rabbi Yechonon or Rava's shita is that heyoyset the Torah spells out unnecessarily Zemira and Betzira, that's to teach you that you shouldn't learn, have a choice, you shouldn't learn Ovis and Toldos, right? In Shemitah, you shouldn't learn Aklal Ufrat Aklal in Shemitah. You shouldn't learn the Jerusha of Sodchala Isizmar. It could be all three. Yes, the Torah says Zeriya, Zemira, Betzira, Ktzira, and there's no need to say, to spell all that out. So Rava holds, and Velozbe Yechlin, one of them tells us, Mikan Onulaimdim, that only these four Melochis are Osir and Shvias, Midin de Raisa. Everything else would be Lechaira Din de Rabbanon. Alright? And this Moitzi, us from saying anything else. He can't say that they're obvious and told us here. No, here they're only these four. Can't say we should learn the drasha sodchol esizmar tzenasmach to be alma, and you can't say a klal upon a klal. All right, kach alimdim. Good. Atasika masugya. Good. We're good. All right. So what has to be understood over here? First of all, there's a beautiful vort mosav midvash from the native Yehuda in the Madura Tinyana. I'll give you the Maramok. Okay. Simon Lamed Aleph. The Yehuda has the following kasha. He says that the Rambam Paskin Hilchas Shabbos, the Rambam Paskins that Zereya is us, that Hashkoh is us Mishum Zereya. Usually Rabba Rav Yosef, Halacha Rav Yosef, Halacha Ke Rabba, except in three places. Right? So why does the Rambam opt to say like Rav Yosef over here, that it's Mishum Zereya? Why not Mishum Chayresh? Emes is that other Achronim point out that in the Yerushalmi apparently Rav Yechanan holds that Zereya is also Mishum, that Hashkoh is also Mishum Zereya. So that's what pushed the Rambam to hold like, to say like Rav Yosef. So that's one mahalach, which the Nebihud, I believe, recognizes. So the Nebihud says, but it was mukhruch to say like Rav Yosef. Why is that? So he says, because later on in the sugya, we have a machlaikis whether Charisha gets malchus or not. Like or in a like. The Rambam has to hold that Charisha is an Issa Deiraisa. Why? Because the Rambam opens up by saying, Mitzvah Seilish Voice Meshona Shvius Aleph Aleph, Me Avoida Saoretz, Vavoida Seilonish, Shenemar Vishav Saoretz Shabbos Lashem, Venemar Bechorish Ubekotu Tishvus. The Rambam must hold that this is, he must, Darshan like Rabbi Akiva, we'll discuss later on, Astir and Rambam, Rambam quotes Rabbi Shmuel later on, but the Rambam must hold that Bechorish Ubekotu Tishvus referring to Shemitah. He must hold an Issa Charisha. Right? So therefore, the Rambam holds that, and yet the Rambam quotes, "Ein alaykim in haTorah laZviya laZemira uZemira b'chlal zir b'tzira b'chlal k'sira." Rava's loshin v'loma portan akosiv l'mulchal. They told us elu b'levadu shachayev. V'alshara told us shemavodis haaretzim shara avayis leishmar shelo nisparshu ein alayk aleyin. So the Rambam holds Rava's din that it's davka these four, Zriya, Zemira, Betzira, Ktira, and the Rambam has to hold that Charisha is an Issa Deiraisa. The Rambam has to hold that when the Gemara discusses in Gilman Aleph with the Charisha is like or not like it, that's what it means, like or not like it. But everybody holds that there's some Issa Deiraisa. You could say, Mitama, say, Laisa, say, not important, it has to be. So the Rebuta says, and now let's go weiter. According to Rambam, we accept not only Rava's halacha lamaisi, Rava's mahalach. Rava's mahalach is that there are taka always and toldos in Shvius, and the Torah is teaching us that davke these toldos are the only ones that are listed. Right? That's the lashon. Lama portan akosiv loyim lachal shtei toldos elu bilvad hu shechayim. And if I wouldn't have had a beferish of pasuk that says zmira b'tzira, zmira and zeria, b'tzira and k'tzira, the Torah would have just told me zereya and koitzer. I would have learned zereya v'chol tol eisel, koitzer v'chol tol eisel. Now that the Torah said davka these told us, so I have to learn davka these told us. Good, but shvius is nitin for limudim of obvious and told us. So then it comes out to Nevi Yehuda. But what about chayresh? Chayresh has obvious and told us. There's a limud that Zerbein Koytzer and Ovis and told us. Chayresh says also, it has to be also, but Chayresh calls it Tishbois. So Chayresh has told us. If Chayresh has told us, so now, to Nebi Yehuda, would the Rambam paskin like Rava, that Hashgaz mitum Chayresh, he could not learn Pshat in the Mishnah. So therefore he is boxed in to opting for the Rav Yechon and the Rav Yeis. Why is that? Because the Mishnah Hashka can't be an Issa Deiraisa because Rav Matir Hashka mitam hefsed. One second. Alright? Right? Hashka can't be an Issa Deiraisa. Hashka can't be an Issa Deiraisa because Hashka is mutter mishum hefsed. Alright? Can't be. Rabbi says it's not an Issa Deiraisa, but we're talking about a Shmita Deirabana. And Rava says, it's not a deiraisa because it's a tolda, which is not osir. Correct. Now, says, but according to Rambam, that chayresh is osir. And chayresh is nitin for obvious and toldas. So if we would follow the rules of Shas and pass them like Rabba, so then Hashka would be a tolda of chayresh. If Hashka is a tolda of chayresh, so then it should be osir in a Torah. And then we kill him shot in the Mishnah. So the Nevi Yehuda says that the Rambam was muchrach. He had to paskin that the upshot of the sugya is teaches us the maskon of the sugya is that zayreyam again that hashka is a tolda of zayreyam, and that's according to Rav Yosef. Nevi Yehuda, go ahead.
Once
the Rambam quotes Bechorish with Kotzer,
they're excluded from the lab. Yeah. But there's a svara that the essay should have told us.
Oh, that's one. The other possibility is it could be the two suyas. There's a suya that goes till Charisha, and the second suya. It could be the Rambam learned that these are two suyas that repeat themselves, and the chilut in two suyas. In other words, one suya teaches me. It could be the Rambam learns pshat like this, that the limud of Rava's limud, what we're calling Rava's limud, so as we said before, could teach me that I don't learn obvious and told us, could teach me that I don't learn the drush that is an asmachta, or we don't do klal in front of klal.
Then should be
he would say, so the Nehru says that's taka the limud that zereya has not told us.
But that's my chorish. That same limud is my chorish.
Yeah.
It's my all of chorish.
So that's what I'm wondering, whether you have to say that Ram paskin the top sugya, not the bottom sugya.
How does Ram know that the Zerah is in that say? Ram has any violation of the Zerah is in that say. How
according to this,
yeah. So the.
So, but that, but I'm saying that that bufa, to the extent that that's marved, right? It also take out. It could take out tools of Kori. Then even if you take the deer path, whatever the bifa is, the bifa is to say that there's a connection for most of the NSA. So it's not going to be expensive.
Still, maybe we'll focus on that connection tomorrow. Let's try to get the Yisoidin of the Avos Mosos. That's the Nedvi Yehuda's Mahalach. So I thought it's a Mosos with Rashi. I thought after now, right in the sugya. So the sugya understands that we should learn. Certainly, Rava holds that the malachis of Shvius are nitin to Ovis and Toldis. Right? Question is exactly what is the maskana of the sugi. The Rambam's Loshan is to how to pask in the sugi. The Rambam says, some of us point this out, in the Minyan mitzvahs at the top, it says, Shulayavod avodas ha'oris b'shon azu. Rambam should say, Shulaliktzer. Right? Shelo yaved avodas arzunazu. Shelo yaved avodas ilam mishanazu. Loshen Rambam mitzvah say lishboy. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Next, v'chol lo oisem melacha meyavodas haoretz oilonis mishanazu bita mitzvah say ve'ova aloisase. Kol avodas. I thought the pshat was only zereya zaymer kaitzer and voitzer. What's kol avodas? Halacha base. Ain't a like him in a terra, el al azri al azmir, al xir al zira. Uzimir of a chlal zri of Simon calls zira, Veloma port and Lermelacha, al stay told us Elub about who Shachayev. Our Shara told us what is Aretz. Ain't a like Ale. Pashas the Rambam is, Pashas Lena Rambam, is that this sugi is a Ptur Malkus. But Pashas Lena Rambam is that Kol Avedis Aretz. Are also in a rice. Go ahead.
The Ritva said that I'm very kind of based on the base of the Hekin. It's the whole Hanach of the Suya, Harisha Mishari.
Yeah, it's only.
There's still a lot there.
Yeah, because he's coming after Mishamai Masrinin Bay. It's all on the
Yubrik of Masrinin Bay. The Ritva asked Mishari, so the Ritva asked, but that's Machokas Hanach Gimel.
Yeah.
If you're looking for Chairish.
Yeah.
This is the Mach that goes in front of everybody because even for Mother and Outloka, there's still a lot.
Still love, yeah.
Lashon of the Ritva is like this, Zambez of the Bez. Pirish Midaraisa. Harisha Vizri Vishriyas Mishar. Pirish Midaraisa. Vafil Mada Omar Hachirish Vishriyas Enoloka. Mode Dafil Be'erav Shriyas Lam Yom Isur Tara. Ome Halacha Omi Karoi.
That's Harisha.
That's it.
That's not a kasha. Right, that's the gozer alayla. She'ain osim in a Torah. El oisin shtei avos v'shtei toldos. Yeah. Okay, we'll have to look at it. Good, so we'll have a look at it.
Happens to be the only surah of Avodas Aretz that you're like for And you also over alois hasei when you do that. But it happens to be the only ones you're over alois hasei, maybe more than over hasei, because harish should include it.
I don't have to say for the Pasach Shulchan. The Pasach Shulchan discusses this, and he says this Ha'arai. Sad quoted in Rav Kook's Shabbos Ha'aretz. He has a running commentary in the Rambam, so he writes a note on this, on the Aleph Beis Yeshayim. Yeshayim, the Rambam holds that that it's an Isak Deiraisa without Malkus, and he quotes the Pasach Shulchan. And Yeshayim, that it's an Isak Deirabanan. So after Taka see how the Pasach Shulchan is Beyashiv, the Lashon and Halacha Yud. So according to Rambam, there are the Lashon. I only have the Shem Zoritz. From the Shem Zoritz, Mashman, he said it would be a lav that Malkus. Mikipshute. Who's that? No, so see that then it's that could be, as you were saying, it could be there's a carryover from the Lam the SA. That could be. Chorish could be different, yeah.
We're not saying according to Pasach Shulchan that Menachesh and Mashkez Ruan would be the right sanctuaries.
He would say, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like from the, right? Shalom Yavad Avodah Zarah B'Shana Zu. There's a Ptur Malkus. So then it would be very difficult in Rambam is how it's Pshan the Mishnah and the Chanami.
Why can't
the Rambam or the Basnag Rebbe? Was that? No, the Lashon is Rambam, the Rebbe is Lashon. Kasha will be how he. So that doesn't bother me so much because it could be that he could be Magdir Hash. He could be Magdir the Din of Avoida Lemnoye Hefsid differently. So that wouldn't bother me so much. Right. Right, so that wouldn't bother me, but the lashon is of yud is difficult. She also when the Torah loses, she always she told us, "Kemoish beyarno." Unless they kemoish beyarno means p'tur malchus. Yeah. That could be in the Netolus.
You can't do Kisir Lahagin?
Yeah, that's what I'm
right.
Can you do Kisir Lamnaya?
Can
you? Was that?
Halacha Beis.
Halacha Beis is. The Peladike Rashi. Where does the concept of Oves and Toldos come from in Hilchos Shviyos? The top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi says, Toldos ki goin mashkez ram shalheo b'mishkan, loy oser achmona. So apparently, according to Rashi, why should there be a habimina that on Shemitah we should have Oves and Toldos? So Rashi explains the Havamina comes from Mishkan, Mashke Zeron. So why is there a Havamina to say, and it could even be the Rabbi Paskins this way? So it's not Mukhrach, Rabbi could Paskin because, as I said before, he could Paskin because of the Drosha. So I think it's Rapsha Igra. What's always quoted is there's an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Yotes. That's what the Sfarim will quote. That he held to Yois that the Lashon HaKra uses the Lashon of Shabbos and Shvisa, So Mimela, Chazal thought that we could learn the structure of the Ovis and told us like the structure in Mishkan. It's not Mukhrach in the Sugya, just in Rashi. So he was a huge chiddush. According to Engli Tal's Malach, Minhez's Malach, is Heyois that the Torah begins with the din of Shvisa. And Shvisa is the same lashon as Shabbos. So the concept of Ovis and Toldos is really built into the concept of Shvisa. So whenever there is a concept of Shvisa, there's room to have Ovis and Toldos. Alpi Svara, it's a. Alpi Svara, so it's. We can understand that the concept of Shvisa broadens an Isa Malacha. That it's not just the Malacha itself, but that it goes back to Mishkan as a Chapela. So to say that all Shvisa, Alpi Jewish, you can say whatever you want, but to say Alpi Alacha, that because of the Shvisa, therefore Shviya should be going back to Mishkan, that one Ha'ara that would make this Rashi very palatable. So, all right, I heard from Rav Dushinsky, chief rabbi of Cape Town, maybe South Africa, I don't know. I think Cape Town. Maybe all the country, I don't know. But he had a very pretty horror. He suggested, you can see this sometimes in various Yishonim and Shabbos, is the Melechas HaMishkan, are they the makor for the Yisr Shvis of Shabbos? Or is the Melechas HaMishkan an index for the Shvisa of Shabbos? Now, Rav Dushinsky pointed out that in Mishkan, you know, we organize the Melechas HaMishkan around Bishol, and then around the Godim, and then around Binyan. Right? So he pointed out that in Mishkan, they didn't have to prepare food because they had the mon. And they didn't have to prepare clothing, because Samasechem Leibolo. And they didn't have to prepare tents because of Nani HaKovid. So there are shitas that, according to those shitas, you could point out that the only way that you had defining Malachis, the Dar Midbar, is via Mishkan. So if one has this Mahalach, that the Mishkan is really a simon for Malacha, the Mishkan is not the Makor for Isurim Malacha, the concept of Shvisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu defines Shvisa as being Shoyves Mimleches Karka, Mimleches Karka, Mimleches Binyan Bais, Mimleches Achanus Begodim. That's Shvisa. How are you going to tell the Dara Midbar of Shvisa? Only in Mishkan. So in Mele, Mishkan just becomes the index. So then, if one has this Mahalach, one could suggest that the Rashi is saying, Hey, Yoi, he said there's Shvisa, Legave, Shvit, and Shvisa and Shabbos. So we go back to Mishkan to figure out what's considered to be in the category of this Malach. Sarachi and Godel, how to learn Pshat in this Rashi, and that's I haven't seen anybody else quote anybody besides this. This it's really an Amnei Nezer. It's not Amnei Nezer. It's even Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Tes. Let's go a little bit deeper. The Marsha is also sensitive to that. Yeah. So what? Yeah. I know he has a horror on it. Was that? Yeah. Would you take it out? Yeah. But they have a Xaviyad? Okay. But Rashi says it l'char. Unless you have this new ksav yad, means Rashi said it. Maybe in another year, say Rashi took it out. Tzarachin. Good. So let's go a little bit deeper. So now the question is: it sounds like from our sugya. Putting Rashi aside for the moment, it sounds like Arav Sugya that the Gemara is assuming that there are Oves and Toldos and Shabbos. Rava says, "I have a posuk to teach me that we don't darshan the Toldos Lagavi Shmita the way we would darshan if the Torah would not say so." Right? Rambam certainly concludes that way. I mean, even if you want to say, however you want to pshat in the maskon of Rava, exactly how are you going to be, what's Rava's, how are you going to be magdir Rava's conclusion? We know that Rava's teaching us that the, by mentioning Zemira and Zeria, and Zemira is unnecessary, and by mentioning Betzira and Ketzira, Betzira is unnecessary, teaches us that these four malachis are set aside. Alright? Pashas, these four malachis are the only ones that are Aser. Sarachian, the Pashas Shulchan's Pshat in the Rambam, that these four malachis are Potter from Malchus. And we know that there'll be another Makor, Machlekes, whether Charish is Aser or not. Good. How were Magdir Rava's din is exactly what's the limud. So that we haven't focused on yet. All right? But that's the upshot. Rambam says, what's the getter of Rava's din? Lama portan akosuf loy melacha al shtei told us elu bulvad hu shechayiv. Al shara told us shemavoydus ha'oretz im shara avoyz loy nesparshu. Right? So Pashtus is that the getter of Rava's din is that there are avoyz and told us in Shemitah, but we should know Al Shtei told us Elo Bilvad. If you say the Pasuk Shulchan Pshat, so then Rav is saying there are Ovis and told us. On these Ovis and told us is the Chiyah Malkus. The other Ovis are Mamish Osir. So Mamish Ovis and told us in Shabbos and in Shemitah. Even if you don't say Pasuk, if you don't say Pasuk Shulchan Pshat, if you say along the lines of what Rav is saying based on Halacha Yud. So the Rambam still understands that these are told us. You know, it's not to say that we've unraveled the entire structure of Ovis and told us legave shmita. Fakeret. The Rabbonon are going to aser every tolda. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Rambam says, "Well, makan oisim makas mardas." So certainly mid Rabbonon could be mid raisa, but certainly mid Rabbonon the structure of Ovis and told us is in place when it comes to shmita. Right? There should be a structure of Ovis and Toldus. So that's the Machlokes Rishayim and Achrayim. Whether the concept of Ovis and Toldus applies to Kol HaTorah Kul or not. Usually the Achrayim quote the Tosfos of Bechoris. Bechoris Daf Chav Hei, Tosfos says over there that the structure of Ovis and Toldus is only Gavi Shabbos. And the examples he gives. As he gives the example of a person would do kituf. Kituf is a told of ktsira, snapping off the fruit. Told of ktsira. A person does kituf on before likut ha'oimer, mimutr. Kituf before leket, mutr. A person does tlisha sa'oris on the bechor, it's a leisogus. So tlisha sa'oris is a told of zgiza, but bechor is mutr. It's another example. Dildul uber lagabi kotshin. So Dildul Uber is Ksira. The Gabi Kotchim is Mutter. So Taisha says, Pchor is Chof Hei. Say it's like Taisha. He says, how you talking? Taisha says, not Pasha, it's not a problem. It's only in Shabbos that the Torah Aser told us. Right? Only in Shabbos. I think he's the Lashon, the Gobosa Machshavte. On Shabbos, we go Bosa Machshavte. But on the other and other areas of Halacha, Hecha Taisha, the Shabbos didn't have told us. Torah says, Apul is Aser. Zapul is Aser. Leisogos. Hecha teisa that Giza should be a concept, a musig. No, it's a pula. So in this Tosfos, Achronim discuss is that how do we understand our sugya? How do we understand our sugya? Our sugya is shviyas. We do have obviously told us. So it could be that that's what Tosfos and Pshat. Tosfos could have learned Pshat. Our sugya is teaching us that obviously told us only Gavi Shabbos. I think of Yashav as a shiur where he says this mahalach. That's the upshot of the sugya. That's what Tosfos is saying. But the machleik is achrayim. Throughout other examples, I collected some other examples of this discussion. There's Ashara Melech that says that he assumes legabe egla rufa. So an Egla Rufa has to be Menachal Eisan. So does that mean that the Nachas, it can't be, so it has to be an unseeded field? Does it have to mean that it never was ever watered? It told us as well. So the Shaar HaMelech brings a raya from Moed Katan that along the lines of Tosfos, that it's davka, that it's not, it was never seated, but otherwise it could have been cared for. The Afike Yom discusses, told us in the context of Kalayim. He assumes, I believe, that there are tolls to Gavi Kalayim. So, Lachar, you have a Machlekes Achroinim, exactly like Shat in our Sugya. Right? But let's go back to the basic question. The basic question is our Sugya Kasha to Tosfos? Tosfos says that Lachar, you only have Ovis and Toldos where the Torah was Mechadish, a concept of Melechus Machshavas. So part of the concept of Melech Machshavas is that Melochas are defined around Machshava. So Tosfos says, but where there's no indication of Melech Machshavas, then there's no indication that Toldos should be Yosser. Where there is an indication of Machshava, so then Toldos should also be Yosser. What does Tosfos do with our Sugya? So could be that Tosfos learns Pshat. Either Tosfos have to say along the lines of Rashi in the and the Avdi Nezer, that somehow we're going to connect Shemitah to Shabbos to Melechus Machshavas, or that that's Dafkut our Sugya saying that the Habimin of the Pasuk, that the Torah, that our Sugya is teaching us, Shemitah teaches us that told us, Ovis and told us, are only the Gabi Melechus Machshavas. And we should not find them in other parts of Halach. That's one. Malach L'chayra, the Rambam does not say that. L'chayra, the Rambam holds. Yeah, you ask me, what do you do with Ovis and Tum? What do you do with the Zikin? We have Ovis and Toldos as well. L'chayra, that's not such a big kasha, because you all know the famous Brisker Rav of Bnei Bava Kama, that there are two ways of defining Ovis and Toldos, two purposes. Right, Ovis and Toldos is a Mechayiv, and Ovis and Toldos is a Magdir. Right, sometimes Ovis and Toldos is a Mechayiv. Sometimes the Ov is teaching me the Makar Adin. And sometimes the Ov and Toldos is to teach me the Gidrei Adin. Brisker Rav says, that's what he points out in the Yeshivas, he always points out at the beginning of Bava Kama, the Yeshiva Kubetzes, that says that Ov is and Toldos and Kol Torah Kula. So the Yeshivas often described as Machloik between the Mari Koin, I think, the Mari Koin and Toysus. Toysus and Machoris and the Mari Koin and Yeshiva Kubetzes. Was that?
Only Shabbos is a
Joshua,
of course, to the Mishkan, otherwise it would have been
Pasha. Yeah. So, as often pointed, this is a Machlekes. Machlekes Rishonim. Whether you say that Ovis knows the Kol Torah Kula or not. So that's, and again, it could be that that's a Machlekes Hevelim Pshat Nar Sugya. And it could be the Machlekes Rishonim, the Mari Tzedek maybe. The Mari Katz? By Katz and the Tosfos, that's Gufa will be a Vayta Machlokes with Nefika Yom and the Shaar HaMelech could be. Was that? I don't remember. I have my notes anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the Chavah we would say. That's what the Brisker was pointing out. Based on the Riff.
That's Gufa. That's Gufa will be the Chol.
Yeah.
Tanai would be different than
Tanai. Tanai is just,
the Torah might say
Dafka.
That's
the way
the Torah
just
meant it, by way of example. But by
Yisurim, that's something Yom HaTomach. That's Vorkach. It's Vorkach, yeah. Yeah, so that's what Over would have to say. Tosfos would have to say, when it comes to, but it's not, when it comes to Nezikin, so there's an overarching din, you have to pay back somebody's, if you were caused somebody else's damage, you have to pay back for it. Now, exactly how you pay back, Chasi Nezek, was going to be Odom Le Kalim, that's going to depend on how you're Magdir the particular damage. So the obvious there is just to be Magdir another Chiyuv, but they're not a Machayiv. But then what we're saying, by the way, is that in Shabbos, we're saying that it's not, Pshat is not Le Sasa Kol Melocha. And then there are 39, we're saying that every category is a Machayiv in itself, right? You could say either way, theoretically, you could say that certain categories teach only love to do the carpet. certain categories only teach has to be done without psikiration ever. But we're saying that on Shabbos, it's it, and l'chora that is the mahalach of saying that you require hasra. If you require hasra because of the Yomalacha, l'chora that means that's the mechayim. So Tosus would have to say there are two kinds of ovis and toldos in halacha. The ovis and toldos that is a mechayim, so that's only the gan malach Shabbos. The ovis and toldos, which is being magged the dinim, that would be each halacha kfi is parsha. It's late. So I wanted to review an egle tal. So let's just point out the question. Question is that in the Rambam says usvira bechlal zirbiya ubitzir bechlal ktsira. Loma port nakosav loma lachash. They told us elu belvadu shachayev. Right. So the Rambam says that zirbiya is a tolda and bitzira is a tolda. Rambam hilchos Shabbos is zirbiya is an ov and bitzira is an ov. So kasha the stira in Rambam. Elital says it's not a stira. Elital says it's that in Shabbos meleches machsheves is magdir the oven tolda, but that's the chiddush in Shabbos. Outside of Shabbos, meleches will not be magdir the oven tolda. Well, Yoshev has another mahalach. His mahalach is that hayoyis the gemara says bava kama hach tahave. V'mishkan chashiva kore la'ov hach to lev mishkan chashiva kore la'tolda. So you see that ovos and toldos are mugdir differently in Shabbos, and ovos and toldos in kol Torah kula are mugdir based on what's before shpikra or not. That's how we cuts to the chase. But the Lital, his mahalach is that in Shabbos, so the ov is defined as melech mashevzi govos teyelas. So Zoymer, the Te'elas of Zoymer is the Te'elas of Zereya. Clearly the Te'elas of Betzira is the same as Ksira. So in Shabbos, those are all Ovis. But in Shemitah, there's no reason to say that we're going to go Bosa Melech Machshavis. So Memele, you're going Bosa the Pool alone. So in Pool alone, says Zemira, he says, Ashtay told us Elu Bulvan. So in Shemitah, again, in Shabbos you're going Bosar the Te'elas, so it's shaykh to say that if the Te'elas is the exact same Te'elas, so then it'll be an Ov. But in Shemitah, where we're not going Bosar, we're not defining the Malacha, Bosar the Pu'ul the Malacha. We're defining the Malacha only as the Pu'ul, not Bosar the Te'elas. So Zemira and Zeria, Zemira should not be in Ov with Zereya. At best, Zemira could be a told of Zereya. At best. So he says, Lama portan akos lama chal, shtei told us elu belvad, hu shechayu. For Shal told us, shemavodis sa'oritim shor ov eislein esparshu. So it would come an important afkamina ladina. Now that according to Tosfos, the pshat of the sugi is that Oves and Tolas are entirely unraveled. There are no Oves and Lagabi Shabbos. Lagabi Shemitah. According to Rambam, if you certainly say the Pshat, the Pasa Shulchan, and Pashas of Hilch Perk Alpha Loch Gimel, is that there are Oves and Tolas. It's just that the Oves and Tolas are defined radically differently. According to Tosfos, the reason Oves and Tolas are entirely unraveled, so the according to Egle Tal, there is nothing that remains of the Hilchas Meleches Machsheves in Shemitah. And according to the Egle Tal, so we would say that Meleches Machsheves doesn't define Ovis and Toldos, but it could be that there is still a remnant of Machsheva being a kivias in Shemitah, right? It wouldn't be the machshava mishkan. Hayoi said you have ovis and toldos, you have to be magdir somehow. So if that's correct, that would explain Tosfos is mefurish that there's no meleches machshavas in Shemitah, because Tosfos might cut in the few gimel. Tosfos says that Shemitah is more chomer than Shabbos. That Shemitah, if a person does a melacha be that somebody else's field will not be nisa deiraisa, but on Shabbos it will be nisa deraisa. But in Shabbos, if they do malach in Yosef's field, it'll be malach in Yosef's gufa, so it will not be nisa deraisa. So Taisus clearly holds that the whole structure, that he tells it in Pshat, the whole concept of malach is machshavas, often told us, is entirely unraveled. Memela, there's no iser of on Shemitah, there will still be an iser of malach in Yosef's gufa. Kilu. And in Shabbos, there will be, but according to Rambam, a melacha that's done in somebody else's field could still be osir. Now you could say that without saying this elital that he has it as a possible nafkamina. Well, Yosef is another nafkamina. He says shinui, the chiddush. It's quoted b'shmoi. We said yes, there are two kinds of shinui. There's a shinui b'te'eles and a shinui b'pe'ula. So Yosef says in Shemitah, Ashinui b'te'eles is still osir. Ashina b'pe'ula will not be osir. Right? Is it right there? Yeah. Ashina b'te'eles will be an acceptable shinui, but a shinui b'pu'ula will not be acceptable shinui. So let's say, since late, let's make a sikum of what we discussed. So we discussed the Yisurei Melacha Medei Raisa on of Shemitah. Sugya and Moed Katan. So we're misakim the Sugya as a machlekes between Abai and Rava, machlekes of Yechon and Elazar, and we pointed out that Rava's drasha of that there are Oves and Toldos, and the Oves and Toldos are the only ones that are Osir, and everything else is Mutter, it sounds like. So that comes Lafkia from other possible Limudim, that Oves and Toldos exist, that the Drosh of Sos Lesidra, and the Klal of Pratu Klal. Then we went on to discuss how far do we take Rova's Din. This Din, that there aren't Oves, that we don't learn Oves and Toldos, that we just learned these four, how far does that go? So we pointed out a ha'ora from the Neidah Behuda that it could be that there is still Ovis and Toldos in Chayresh, and that's how it's Miyashiv. A Rambam, right? We pointed out the Pasa Shulchan. Correct. And we pointed out the Pasa Shulchan that there could be Ovis and Toldos that are Magdiri and Iser, which is not an Iser Malkus. Again, I didn't see it inside. It's not in the Shabbos Aretz. We went on to point out that the Argumora can be understood in one of two ways. It could be understood that Tosfos holds that our Sugya unravels the concept of Ovis and Toldos anywhere outside Shabbos. That Ovis and Toldos is a natural idea that the Torah should speak in Kolistic terms. And our Sugya is saying that we do not learn halachas that way. Davke and Shabbos, that's where we learn it that way. Otherwise, we don't learn Ovis and Toldos. So we're against. And the Rambam would say, that's not the Pshat in the Sugya. Pshat in the Sugya is that Lagabe these, the Lav, maybe Lagabe only the Lav, maybe Lagabe only the Lav of Malkus. There's no Ovis and Toldos. Maybe only in Shemitah, but there are Ovis and Toldos in Kol Terah Kula. That become. Now, then we went on to point out that even if you'll say there are Ovis and Toldos in Kol Terah Kula, however, the Rambam will accept that the Ovis and Toldos of Shabbos are Mugder in a different way than the Ovis and Toldos of Shemitah. And that's the Elital's Mahalach. Exactly how to. That it is different, so that's clear on the Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. You can bring the Rosh brings a Raya, we'll discuss another time. From Perek Dalach Aleph, Gavala Giraya, that you have to say that the Ovis and Toldos are moved in a different way on Shabbos than they are in. But what we're pointing out is that's goof of the machloik, it's between Tosfos and Rambam. What is Pshat and Rava? Is Pshat and Rava no Ovis and Toldos Bechlal, even Kol Terah Kula? Or a limited approach to Ovis and Toldos in Shemitah? And then we pointed out that if we take this mahalach, that the Ovis and Toldos of Shabbos are different, and they're different because of Lechus Machshavas, and by Shemitah there is there is no malach b'shem. So you can say, you can say this in one of two ways. According to Teishvahs, not having malachas mashavas means there's bechlal, no oven holds bechlal in Shabbos. So that means that there's no malachas mashavas bechlal in Shemitah. So that means that there's no din of ki'ilu and itzrich legufa in Shemitah. We more machmir. It means that we could be more machmir legabi shinuyim. On the other hand, if you hold that there is some halachas of oven told us, albeit defined differently, so then we still have to be magdir. How you transfer the concepts of Shinui? How to transfer the concepts of Lagufa Lagabe Shemit? Okay. That'll be short, I'm sorry. Yeah.